When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jarikhanda on his way to Mathura, he found that the people were almost uncivilized and devoid of God consciousness. This is where we got to yesterday. So the last couple of verses from yesterday were, in this way, I'm talking about when he went through the Jarikhanda forest, and then not only the animals and tigers, but whoever he met, then they heard the chanting from Mahaprabhu, and they became pure and holy, and whoever heard from the second person, then someone again heard this chanting from them, and from the third person, everyone in all countries became a Vaishnava through such disciplic succession. Thus everyone chanted the holy name of Krishna and Hari, and they danced, cried, and smiled. So, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally toured Bengal, East Bengal, Orissa, and the southern countries, and he delivered all kinds of people by spreading Krishna consciousness. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jarikhanda on his way to Mathura, he found that the people there were almost uncivilized and were devoid of God consciousness. This is where we begin today. Nama prema diya kailas sabara nistara chaitanyera gura lila bujhite shakti kara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave even the bheels an opportunity to chant the holy name and come to the platform of ecstatic love. Thus he delivered all of them. Who has the power to understand the transcendental pastimes of the Lord? Who has the power to understand the transcendental pastimes of the Lord? Vana deki brahma hoya e brindavana, shaila deki mane hoya e govardhana. So now we are coming to Vrindavan and arriving in Vrindavan and Govardhan. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through the Jarikhanda forest, he took it for granted that it was Vrindavan. When he passed over the hills, he took it for granted that they were Govardhan. Acha. Jaha nadi dekke taha manaye kalindi mahaprama vishena che prabhupade kandi. Similarly, whenever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw a river, he immediately accepted it as the river Jamuna. Thus, while in the forest, he was filled with great ecstatic love, and he danced and fell down crying. Pate jayate bhattacharja shakamula phala yaha ye payena taha layena sakala. Along the way, Balabhadra Bhattacharja collected all kinds of spinach, roots and fruit whenever possible, because they're going through the jungle, so they're not always possible to collect from people, so he's collecting from the jungle. And if you want a tip from Uma, our German strong lady looking after Govardhan, then she said that whatever, in a time of necessity, whatever the monkeys eat, then we can also eat. So if you see the monkeys eating this leaf, then we can also eat that leaf this way. Anyway, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, obviously he knew what was edible and what was not. However, when Uma told me that, within 5 minutes, I walked out from our temple and I saw a monkey in the drain pulling out a really dirty, horrible plastic bag and chewing on it. And then I thought of Uma and I thought, maybe in the time of necessity, I would not do that. Anyhow, it applies to leaves and things. I did point that out to her later. She said, no, I'm talking about leaves, not plastic bags. Anyhow, So he collects. So Balabhadra collected all kinds of spinach, roots, and fruit. So he knew what was edible and what was not. And here we were walking a couple of days ago with Paramananda Prabhu, and that's one red and yellow fruit. And I said, "Oh, is this a fruit? We can eat it." And it feels like a mango. It felt soft and ripe. But he said, "Yes, it is a fruit, but no, you cannot eat it." So I don't know what it is. He didn't say how long you had to live, but indicated that it was poisonous to us. So somehow we need to know what we can eat. Anyway, ye grame rahina prabhu tahaya brahmana pancha shata jana ashi kare nimantrana. Whenever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited a village, a few brahmanas, 5 or 7, would come and extend invitations to the Lord. Keha anna ani dea bhattacharjastane, keha dugdha dadhi ka, keha gritta kanda ane. Some people would bring grain and deliver it to Balabhadra Bhattacharja. Others would bring milk and yogurt, and still others would bring ghee and sugar. Yaha vipra nahi taha shudra mahajana asi sabe bhattacharje kare nimantrana. In some villages there were no brahmanas. Nonetheless, devotees born in non-brahmana families came and extended invitations to Balabhadra Bhattacharja. Bhattacharja paka kare vanya vyanjana vanya vyanjane prabhura anandita mana. Balabhadra Bhattacharja used to cook all kinds of vegetables gathered from the forest, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased to accept these preparations. Dui chari dinara annarakena sanghati yaha shunya vana lokera nahika vasati taha se anna Bhattacharja kare paka phallamule vyanjana kare vanya nana shaka. Balabhadra Bhattacharja used to keep a stock of food grain that would last 2 to 4 days. Where there were no people, he would cook the grain and prepare vegetables, spinach, roots, and fruits collected from the forest. Parama santosha prabhura vanya bhojane mahasukha pana yedina rahena nirjane. The Lord was always very happy to eat these forest vegetables, and he was even happier when he had an opportunity to stay in a solitary place. Again, solitary journey to Vrindavan. Bhattacharja seva kare snehe yaichidasa tara vipra vahe jala patra bahirvasa nija harete ushnodake snanatinabara dui sandhya agnitapa kastira appara. Balabhadra was so affectionate to the Lord that he was rendering service just like a menial servant. His assistant brahmana carried the water pot and garments. The Lord used to bathe 3 times a day in the warm water of the waterfalls. He also used to heat himself morning and evening with a fire made with the limitless wood. How did they light the fire? What? Heat makes himself hot. But then they didn't have matches, right? So then they also very... yes, but you try doing it. Mm-hmm. It takes some practice to like make it, or get the string and the little bow to make it. So anyhow, and in former times when the brahmanas did the yajnas, they would start the fire by meditation. No matches, no this, that and the other. There was a process to starting the fire. And remember that the gross comes from the subtle, and fire, air, ether, water, so different things. Anyhow. So he used to heat himself with fire made with the limitless wood. Nirantara premaveshe nirjane gamana sukha anubhavi prabhu kahena vachana shunna bhatta charja ami kelana bahudesha vanapate dukkira kaha nahi pailesha. While travelling in this secluded forest and feeling very happy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made the following statement. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My dear Bhattacharya, I have travelled very far through the forest and I have not even slightly received any trouble. Krishna Kripalu Amaya Bahuta Kripa Koila Vanapate Ani Amaya Bharasukadila Purve Brindavana Yaite Karilana Vichara Mata Ganga Bhakta Gane Dekiba Ekabara." Krishna is very merciful, especially to me. He has shown his mercy by bringing me on this path through the forest. Thus he has given me great pleasure. Before this, I decided to go to Vrindavan and on the way see my mother, the river Ganges, and other devotees once again. Bhaktagana sange avashya koriba milana bhaktagane sange loya jaba Vrindavana e bhavi gauradeshe karilungamana mata ganga bhakte dekhi sukhi hailamana. I thought that once again I would see and meet all the devotees and take them with me to Vrindavan. Thus I went to Bengal and I was very happy to see my mother, the river Ganges, and the devotees. However, Bhaktagane loyatabe chalilana range lakshakoti lokataha hoila amasange. However, when I started for Vrindavan, many thousands and millions of people gathered and began to go with me. So he's talking to Balabhadra Bhattacharya. Sanatana muke Krishna ama shikaila taha vigna korivana patilayaila kripara samudra dina hine dayamaya Krishna kripa vina kona sukha nahi hoya. However, when I started for Vrindavan, many thousands and millions of people gathered and began to go with me. I just said that. Thus I was going to Vrindavan with a big crowd. But through the mouth of Sanatan, Krishna taught me a lesson. Thus, by making some impediment, he has brought me on a path through the forest to Vrindavan. Krishna is an ocean of mercy. He is especially merciful to the poor and fallen. Without his mercy, there is no possibility of happiness. Bhattacharya alingya tahara kahila tomara prasare ami eka shuka paela. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then embraced Balabhadra Bhattacharya and told him, "It is only by your kindness that I am now so happy." Shuka, sukha, sukha and dukkha. Happy and sad. He is sukha. Teho kahena tumi Krishna tumi doyamoya adhama jiva mui more hoyala saraya. Sri Balabhadra Bhattacharya replied, "My dear Lord, you are Krishna himself and therefore you are merciful. I am a fallen living entity, but you have bestowed a great favor upon me. Mui chara more tumi sangilayaila kripa kori morahate prabhu bhiksha koila. Sir, I am most fallen, yet you have brought me with you. Showing great mercy, you have accepted food prepared by me. Adhama kakare koila garuda samana Svatantra Ishvara Tumi Svayam Bhagavan. You have made me your carrier Garuda, although I am no better than a condemned crow. Thus you are the independent personality of Godhead, the original Lord. Don't answer. You can answer. Who is Garuda? Carrier of Vishnu, yes. He's most exalted of the birds. He's carrying Vishnu. So he says that, you have made me your carrier Garuda, although I am no better than a condemned crow. Mukhaṁ karoti vachalaṁ pangum lāghayate girim. Yat kripatam mahang vande paramananda madhavam. And this is a quotation from the Bhavata Deepika commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. That's all it says. Quote, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has the form of Satchit Ananda Vigraha, transcendental bliss, knowledge, and eternity. Bliss, knowledge, and eternity. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him who turns the dumb into eloquent speakers and enables the lame to cross mountains. Such is the mercy of the Lord. And they quoted that verse on that Himalayan video that they made. The video with the three devotees? The devotee with the... What's his name? Ajita Krishnaprabhu, yeah, with Ajita Krishnaprabhu. And then they're quoting this, and Ajita Krishnaprabhu was saying, you see, the Lord can make the lame cross mountains, and he's going through into the Himalayas this way. E Mattaballabhadra Korina Stavana Prema Seva Kori Tushta Koila Prabhu Ramana. In this way, Ballabhadra Bhattacharya offered his prayers to the Lord. By rendering service unto him in ecstatic love, he pacified the Lord's mind. E mattanana sukhe prabhu ailakashi madhyana snana koila manika nikayasi. And by the way, Sahadev, he knows lots of shlokas. He's reciting all these, you know Sahadev, right? He's reciting all these shlokas, like he's got them all stored up inside there. He's smart. Finally, the Lord arrived with great happiness at the holy place called Kashi. There he took his bath in the bathing ghat known as Manikarnika. So he's on his way to Vrindavan, but definitely not there yet. Kashi is maybe about halfway, maybe, that sort of a distance. And here's the purport by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Kashi is another name for Varanasi or Benares. It's got all these names. It has been a place of pilgrimage since time immemorial. Two rivers named Asi and Varuna merge there. And the bathing place where he went, Manikarnika, is famous because, according to the opinion of great personalities, a bejeweled earring fell from the ear of Lord Vishnu. According to some, it fell from the ear of Lord Shiva. The word mani means jewel, and Karnika means from the ear. According to some, Lord Vishvanath is the great physician who cures the disease of material existence by delivering a person through the ear, which receives the vibration of the holy name of Lord Rama. Because of this, the holy place is called Manikarnika. It is said that there is no better place than where the river Ganges flows, and the bathing ghat known as Manikarnika is especially sanctified because it is very dear to Lord Vishvanath. In the Kashi Kandar it is said, Sangsari chintamanir atra yasmat tarakam sad jana kanikayam shivo bidhate saha santakale tad giyate saumani kaniketi mukti lakshmi mahapita manishtash charanna bhoja. No, charanna jayo kanike yang tata prahur yang jana mani kanikam. Anyway, after all that, there's not a translation. But according to this passage from Kashikanda, one who gives up his body at Manikarnika is liberated simply by remembering Lord Shiva's name. And if you go to Banaras today, to Varanasi, lots of old people there, they go to die, because in many places it is said those who leave their body in Banaras, they're liberated. So they go to die. Well, they are going to not survive. I mean, they beg, temples give them food. The monkeys, many monkeys are there too. And monkeys get food. Monkeys don't have any job, they get food. So they are going to, according to their understanding, surrender and going there to die. You find many old people waiting to die.
And also, I heard something like the widows, those who lost husband, they also kind of, especially old women, they become kind of beggars or not.
Yes, there are various places. I have very little idea the practical way to do, you know, that they survive. In Vrindavan, there are several places where they look after the old widows in exchange for doing something. And in Navadvip also, there is a place just in the very center of Navadvip. They will give free food and some shelter to any old lady who will come, but they must chant for at least 2 hours or something like that. There's some condition. You have to come, but okay, you have to chant. In the back. No, singing. And they have some singing going on. And there is a place in Vrindavan similar to that. Different places have different conditions, and some of them there's no conditions. I mean, they give food. In Vrindavan, really, Krishna does look after everybody in Vrindavan, that somehow or another everybody gets food. You don't see starving people. And even those people, you go to Vrindavan and they're sitting begging. You know, sometimes we talk to them and say, you know, why are you begging? You know, why are you begging? Anywhere you can get food. And then they start saying, yes, yes, but I need biddies. I need oil for my hair. they need some extra thing which they're not, believe it or not, the temples even today do not give them biddies to smoke and stuff like that. So they need a few rupees for their attachments. But everybody can eat. And the beggars, they're generally quite happy. They need to do something, so they're sitting and begging, getting something.
So actually it's hard to die from hunger in India.
Yeah, if you are a sadhu kind of person, because you have to have some faith to go to Vrindavan or one of these places. But in India, really, I have not seen starvation. Really, I have not. But I was in Africa for a much shorter time, and I saw heavy starvation, and little children with their bellies all blown up with air. When that happens, when there's real starvation, their bones and everything looking like a skeleton with just some skin stretched over it and their belly like this and their face is all completely just the bone thing. I've seen that again and again in Africa, especially, anyway, in different places. But in India, I've not seen that. Rather, I've seen, because I used to drive Gurudev and I'd drive the car and I'd be waiting on the road when he's, not always, but in many places, you're waiting in the car. Gurudev is going to somebody's place and then coming back, and then I'm waiting with the car. And you see the street life. On the street, people, they just put a bit of plastic and they make a shelter, and there's a wife, the husband, the uncle, the auntie, the children. There's a whole community and they're cooking on the street. And I see them, these poor people, how much they eat. And I think, I cannot eat as much as they are eating. So somehow in India, yeah, people are getting food. And others, they are sympathetic if somebody is really hungry. And you also get people who, I mean, everywhere, in every village, you've got someone who's a little crazy, who can't really look after themselves and they wander the street. But people do have some sympathy and feed them. In Vrindavan, there's one person, he comes all the time. I mean, I don't know what the Russian expression would be. In English, they say, missing some cards from the pack. But, you know, he's quite strong and chubby. He's not exactly skinny. But especially East Africa, my time in Sudan and those places, very much suffering. Very much. And real starvation. What a kind of suffering life. And the nomads in the Sahel, very tough life. But India, I never saw that.
Do you think it also depends on the kind of society or like religious order? I mean, if we had some Vaishnavas in Africa, maybe that could be organized, or it depends on nature also.
Right, and also we have very little, except in South Africa we've got devotees. And South Africa, I think, is a little richer and more kind of a Western country in many ways. But there are devotees throughout Africa. I got my first book in Kenya, and I saw the devotees there. And in Kenya, then in the north of Kenya, there was starvation, for sure. I've seen it. And they had like relief camps. And then very much looking like you see suffering. It's there in front of your eyes. And when they have a drought, they're very reliant on the rain, and especially the nomadic people. And I've seen the areas where all the cattle have died. They herd cattle, but then they get completely, when it's all completely drought, there's nothing for them to eat, and their animals die. They die who can't manage it. And what to speak of disease, there's a whole area where everybody looks old except the children. It's like there's children and there's old people. And something just seems a little odd when you're going through. And then you talk with the people, somebody who looks old. I remember when you're traveling, you're always being invited to people's places. We're doing these safaris and they're going into this person's house looking like old people, but you look in the eyes, you're talking with them, looking in the eyes, and you see they got like teenage eyes or, you know, 20-year-old eyes. The eyes are young, but the body all wrinkled and emaciated and everything from this disease called bilharzia. And so many people get it. It's common. It's transmitted through the water, and so much suffering. We have seen, like Srila Prabhupada says, on this planet there is something hellish and something heavenly. There are different environments. So while we're here, while we are here in this environment, some people in an environment where there is so much suffering due to lack of food and due to disease, all these things. So on a planet Earth of much variety. And also about food, we're not in the campaign of trying to change the world or something. Our campaign is to adjust ourselves to the world. But the world can create food for everybody and more. But so much of the world is being used for cash crops and for meat farming, where it takes like a huge amount of grain to make 1 kilo of meat takes, however, some huge amount, I forget the ratio. Like, you can feed so many people with that. And then now they're doing all that farming for fuel and for cash. Nothing to do with giving people food in their stomach and nutrition. So the earth can give so much. We got a bit diverted there. But yes, in India, I have not seen actual starvation anywhere. But Banaras, this is a different thing. It was then traditionally a famous place for people to go for liberation, etc. And now Mahaprabhu, he's going through Banaras on his way there. And if you want a bit more of mundane news, the president of India, whoever, was it president or whoever was just voted in India, they had the big votes, his one of his strong things was to clean up Banaras, to make the place clean, because, well, you know India, it's not so clean in some places, especially where lots of people go. And so one of his strong things in his campaign for trying to get votes is that he's going to clean up Banaras and make it again into a grand place, because it has been very glorious. And now, without the money, people don't like to pay their taxes, and there's a lot of other places where the money goes that goes to the taxes. It's India. So anyway, he's resolved to clean up the town, and then he won a lot of support in this way, because Banaras, like you said, in India, if somebody has got some faith, then they know that these special places exist. And you will go to those places for spiritual benefit, but people also go so that they can get some food sometimes. Modi, his name is Modi. Was he the president? Voted as president, or what's the post? President of India. Modi. Hare Krishna. Anyway, so he went to bathe at the Ghat. Who can remember the name of the Ghat? I can't, but I can see. Yes, something, the jewel, the earring that fell from Vishnu. Yes, very good. Manikarnika. Ochin Horosho. Good. Then we're back to the text. So this is Krishna Das Kaviraj telling the activities. Se Kali Tapana Mishra Kare Ganga Snana Prabhu Dekhi Hoyla Tara Kichu Vismaya Gyana. At that time, Tapana Mishra was taking his bath in the Ganges and was astonished to see the Lord there. Purve Shuniyachi Prabhu Karyachana Sanyasa Nishchaya Karya Hoyla Hridoye Ulasa. Tapana Mishra then began to think, I have heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has accepted the renounced order, sannyas. Thinking this, Tapana Mishra became very jubilant within his heart. Remember, Mahaprabhu is going secretly, so it wasn't all over the news and internet that he was about to come to Banaras. And then Tapana Mishra, he's taking his bath in the Ganges, and then he sees, oh, here's Mahaprabhu. So he was astonished to see him. Prabhura charanad hari karina rodana prabhu tare utana koila alingana. He then clasped the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and began to cry. The Lord raised him up and embraced him. Prabhu laya gela vishvashnu vishveshvara darashane tabe ashi deke bindu madhava charane. Tapana Mishra then took Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to visit the temple of Vishveshvara, very famous temple in Banaras. Coming from there, they saw the lotus feet of Lord Bindu Madhava. Okay, purport. It's a short purport. The Bindu Madhava temple is the oldest Vishnu temple in Varanasi, Banaras, Kashi. At present, this temple is known as Veni Madhava, and it is situated on the banks of the Ganges. Formerly, five rivers converged there. They were named Dutapada, Kirana, Sarasvati, Ganga, and Jamuna. Now, only the river Ganges is visible. The old temple of Bindu Madhava, which was visited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was later dismantled by Aurangzeb, the great Hindu-hating emperor of the Mughal dynasty. He was a real monster. In the place of this temple, he constructed a big masjid or mosque. Later, another temple was constructed by the side of the mosque, and it is this temple that is still existing. In the temple of Bindu Madhava, there are deities of four-handed Narayan and the goddess of Lakshmi. In front of the deities is a column of Sri Garuda, and along the side of the deities, are the deities of Lord Rama, Sita, Lakshman, and Hanumanji. Acha. In the province of Maharashtra is a state known as Satara. During the time of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the native prince belonged to the Vaishnava cult. Being a Brahmana, he took charge of worshipping the deity. He was known as Sri Manta Bala Saheb Panta Maharaja. The state still bears the expenditure for temple maintenance. The first king in this dynasty to take charge of worship in the temple 200 years ago was Maharaj Jagat Jivan Rao Saheb. Okay, well, there we are. Hare Krishna. And when our temple of Chaitanya Sarasvati, we do annual pilgrimage, they do annual pilgrimage to different places, but the one that goes over to Vrindavan and Govardhan after Guru Maharaj Srila Maharaj's Vyasa Puja in the month of Kartik, then after visiting Vrindavan Govardhan, they tend to go to other places on their way back to Navadvip. And formerly they have gone by bus back from Vrindavan, but because of the dacoits on the road who tend to raid the buses and rob everybody, then now they've stopped doing it. In Bihar, it's a very dangerous place to go. And one of our other god uncles came through there with the Western group, and he told me in Navadvip, said, never again will we do this by road. Many, many difficulties. But this is one place, and by rail they're doing. So not every year, but some years, and this last year, they went to Banaras. So then all these purports where it's explaining the temples, it's of some relevance and feeling when they're going there. Anyhow, back to the text. Gore laya oila prabhu ke anandita hoya seva kore nritya kore vastra udana prabhura charana doka savankse koila paya bhatta charja puja koila koriya samana. With great pleasure, Tapana Mishra brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home and rendered service unto him. Indeed, he began to dance, waving his cloth, as one of our devotees always remembers, Aravinda Lochan. He only dances, he always waves his cloth everywhere. He says, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Tapana Mishra doing this, okay? He washed the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and afterwards he and his whole family drank the wash water. He also worshipped Balabhadra Bhattacharya and showed him respect. And this seems very unusual to us in the West. I mean, maybe to everybody, to wash somebody's feet and then drink the water. But Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he actually explained that the three things which are the most powerful things for our progress are considered as the three sort of dirtiest things of this world. And he said how this world, it is told in Bhagavad Gita, it's like a reflection. The worst things in this world are the best things in the spiritual world. In the reflection, the top things come to the bottom. And the three things, he said, which are most powerful are the foot wash of the pure devotee, not of anybody, the foot wash of the pure devotee, the foot dust of the pure devotee, and the prasad remnants of the pure devotee. Those things normally you'll never consider to eat leftover from somebody else's plate. You know, unless you're in a starving country or something. But we're talking about other things here. And you'd never consider that. These things are all considered the dirtiest things. But Guru Maharaj said that these three things will give us rapid advancement in our spiritual life.
I've heard that Goswami Maharaj cleaned with a vacuum cleaner Sridhar Maharaj's room, and then he took out the dust and shared it with people.
It may be. I mean, for some time, my saver was cleaning Guru Maharaj's room, and I used to collect the dust. Especially when we know, I mean, we see, there's Guru Maharaj. He used to, this veranda where he is, he would walk up and down there chanting japa, and he had a handrail. Still it's there, the handrail. It's a very tall handrail. Normally a handrail we think is this height. But he was tall and straight, and he wanted the handrail this kind of height as he walked. And he would hold that in older age for support in his chanting. And he would walk up and down, up and down, up and down. This is some exercise kind of thing. And then we had the service of cleaning, so I used to collect the dust. And then, I don't know where that dust is, but then I brought it to Malaysia, and in Malaysia we had, you know, fish tank, literally went to the fish tank shop, but had them make a small fish tank like this size, and then upside down, and then made upside down fish tank on some cloth on a piece of wood, and then made it like a holy place, and we kept it actually beside the altar. I don't know where that dust is now, but when I was in Malaysia, I asked. I said, you know, I'd be happy to have some of that dust now. But they think they know where it is, but in the course of 30 years, then people have gone in different, some people have gone in different directions. But not all. I was surprised how much of the family in Malaysia, because I left there 87, so that's not 30 years, but almost 30 years. A long time back. Hare Krishna. Anyway, the foot wash and the foot dust and prasad remnants of the pure Vaishnavas. Mm-hmm. So he shared that water and with his whole family. Then Prabhure Nimantrana Korig Hari Bhikshadila Balabhadra Bhattacharya Paka Karayila. Tapana Mishra invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take lunch at his home. And he had Balabhadra Bhattacharya cook, because Balabhadra Bhattacharya was his cook. Hare Krishna. I'm just glancing through the purport. The purport is explaining some of the things which are nearby. A big banyan tree is nearby. This. Ashvatthama. Yes. Of trees I am? Ashvatthama, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Okay. Bhiksha kari Mahaprabhu karila shayana Mishra putra raghu kari pada samvahan. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his rest after lunch, the son of Tapana Mishra named Raghu used to massage his legs. Prabhura Sheshana Mishra Sevangshe Kaila Prabhu Aila Shunit Chandra Shekara Aila. The remnants of food left by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were taken by the whole family of Tapana Mishra. When the news spread that the Lord had come, Chandrasekhar came to see him. Mishera Shaka Teho Prabhura Purvadasa Vaidya Jati Likani Vritti Varanasi Vasa. Chandrasekhar happened to be a friend of Tapana Mishra's, and he was long known to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his servant, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's servant. He was a physician by caste, and by profession he was a clerk. At the time, he was living in Varanasi. Ashi Prabhu. Ashi Prabhu Pade Pade Karina Rodana Prabhu Uti Tare Kripaya Koila Alingana. When Chandrasekhara came there, he fell down before the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and began to cry. The Lord, standing up, embraced him out of his causeless mercy. Chandrasekhara said, Chandrasekhara kahe, Prabhu bara kripa koila apane asya bhritye darashanadila. He said, my dear Lord, you have bestowed your causeless mercy upon me because I am your old servant. Indeed, you have come here personally to give me your audience. Appana parabdhevasi varanasi stane maya brahma sabda vina nahi sunikane. Due to my past deeds, I am residing at Varanasi. But here I do not hear anything but the words maya and brahman. Shaddashana vyakyavina katana hi eta mishra kripa karimore sunana krishna katha. Chandrasekhar continued, there is no talk at Varanasi other than discussion on the six philosophical theses. Nonetheless, Tapana Mishra has been very kind to me, for he speaks about topics related to Lord Krishna. Nirantara duhe chinta tomara charana sarvagya ishvara tumi dila darashana. My dear Lord, we too, Tapana Mishra and myself, we think of your lotus feet incessantly. Although you are the omniscient supreme personality of Godhead, you have granted us your audience. Shuni Mahaprabhu Jabina Sri Brindavane Dina Kata Rahitara Bhritya Duijane. My Lord, I have heard that you are going to Brindavan, but please stay here at Varanasi for some days and deliver us, for we are your two servants. And they must have been feeling very alone, because that time, and now also Varanasi, it is very much a Mayavad place. They're not talking about Krishna, Krishna Lila, Krishna Nam, everything. They're talking about Aham Brahmasmi, I am the greatest, I am this, I am that. And it's like pretending that they are something very special. I mean, the spirit soul is special, but they don't have their identity as a devotee, and so they thinking that they're important in themselves, and even they call themselves Narayan, they introduce each other, they say, anyway, I mean, many things which to us seem quite foolish, because we've heard from our gurus, but without guidance, then we may also be attracted to go to such places. Anyhow, so Tapana Mishra and Chandrasekhar Acharya, they are feeling very kind of alone in this ocean of Aham Brahmasmi people, thinking, talking about Brahman and philosophy and dry things. And so they're praying to Mahaprabhu, please, on your way to Vrindavan, stay here for some days. Tapana Mishra then said, all right, then we're coming on to big things. Okay, just two or three more verses. Mishra kahe prabhu javad kasite rahiba mora nimantrana vina anyana maniba. Tapana Mishra then said, my dear Lord, as long as you stay at Varanasi, please do not accept any invitation other than mine. E mata Mahaprabhu dui britye ravashe icha nahi tabu tata rahila dine dashe. Even though he had not made such a plan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained for 10 days at Varanasi, being obligated by the requests of his two servants. Maharashtriya vipra aise prabhu dekki bare prabhura rupa prema dekki hoya chamatkare. At Varanasi, there was a Maharashtrian Brahmana who used to come daily to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This Brahmana was simply astonished to see the Lord's personal beauty and ecstatic love for Krishna. Viprasabha nimantraya prabhu nahimane prabhu kahe ajimora hanaycha nimantrane. When the Brahmanas of Varanasi would invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to lunch, the Lord would not accept their invitations. He would reply, I have already been invited somewhere else. So when the other Brahmanas of Varanasi invited him, he said, no, I've already been invited. One more verse. E matra prati dina korena vanchana sanyasira sangha bhaye na manena Nimantrana. Every day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused their invitations because he feared associating with Mayavadi sannyasis. And then, tune in tomorrow to hear there was a great Mayavadi sannyasi named in.
Dot, dot, dot.
But I'll give you a clue. His name was Prakashananda Saraswati. This is very famous. And you'll hear this referred to many times. And he was a great Mayavadi sannyasi. He wasn't like a show bottle. He was a leader and he had thousands of followers. The head of Banaris, the capital city of the Mayavad. And this Prakashananda, he was the head of all of these. So, dot, dot, dot. Tune in tomorrow to find out what happened between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prakashananda Saraswati. Jai Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki Jai Shri. Okay, who wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita? Jai Shri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami ki Jai. And who does he always give credit to for the description of the Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. And what book did Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur write? Dot, dot, dot. What book did Vrindavan Das Thakur write? Yes, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Earlier known as Sri Chaitanya Mongol. And renamed to Chaitanya Bhagavat. Jai Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai. Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. And only because I'll probably lose the place by tomorrow, if you like to listen for 6 minutes, here is Gurudev telling you why you should chant Hare Krishna.
And one more question.
Yes.
We were talking like we should adjust ourselves not to change the world.
Yes, Guru Maharaj says we should not waste our energy to change the environment, because the environment we are in has been earned by our karma. So whatever environment we are in, it has automatically come to us. But we have to change our adjustment to the environment. So we have to adjust to the environment and not lose our time, Guru Maharaj says, about trying to change the physical environment around us. Extreme examples of this are Raghunath Das Goswami. He did not care for anything about the environment, even the scorching sun or the pouring rain or tigers are coming around him. He's not trying to protect himself from that even. And he's sitting there. Then only when Sanatan Goswami again, I believe, saw Raghunath Das and he saw the tiger just drinking water just near Raghunath Das, and Raghunath Das is in meditation. And then only after that, and he saw, I believe, Radharani herself one day shading his head with her cloth, that he's sitting oblivious to the scorching sun. And then he told this to Raghunath Das and said, you know, this is not a good idea. You should do some minimum thing for the protection from sun, rain, etc. But Raghunath Das's opinion was, I won't waste my time trying to do anything of this world to adjust the environment. I'll just be here and I'm already be aloof to it all. But our time as a human and with our connection to Guru and the Holy Name is very valuable to make progress spiritually, not to try to change the world, because the world anyhow, it's Kali Yuga, is going to go into recession and all those things. But we ourselves will adjust to that, and especially it is Kali Yuga, and we have got the quotes from the scripture that the intelligent sages and brahmanas and devas who have got the touch of the truth, they want to take their birth as humans in Kali Yuga. At this time, after this time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. So when we put things in perspective, we are at that time and we are almost humans and we've got the connection to this, which is the holy name of the Lord. So we won't waste our time trying to change the material environment we'll use our time to try to increase our faith, our service, our chanting, our negativeness for adjusting to the environment in humility to draw the Lord's grace.
Have you heard, I think it's from Christian philosophy, like such an expression like save yourself and the near you, 1,000 other people will be saved.
Maybe. I'm not very sure. I tried to read the Bible and I tried to read the Quran after being a devotee or coming to devotional service. When I was distributing in Singapore, I found in the evenings I had time free. Many evenings I wasn't like engaged, in the daytime we're out. And sometimes we're doing programs, but not. So I went to the library in Singapore. They have a very good library, and you can just go in there and you can read. And they had, and I tried to read both the Bible and the Quran, but both of them, when I was reading, I thought that actually only by knowing Bhagavad Gita and about Vaishnavism through Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj, Gurudev, only by knowing this do I have like a perspective of what actually Jesus is teaching and what Muhammad was teaching. Because when you have that perspective, when you have that understanding, you can see how they're trying to draw the people, what the examples are. But I just thought, why I just keep reading this? Because actually, it's all these things are reminding us of what is in a clearer form in Bhagavad Gita and our Guru's teaching. So I didn't complete the reading of either the Bible or the Quran, because I just thought, I'm not really getting anything more. So, I mean, I was reading it for interest because there are so many Christians, so many Muslims, so it is good to be able to at least answer something. But this, I don't know. But Guru Maharaj points out too that this process that we are doing, you are not only saving yourself, you are saving others that you come in contact with. This is Mahaprabhu's matter. Who heard from Mahaprabhu, they became liberated, happy, dancing, jumping, they use that word, jumping. But also who then heard from them, then they also chanting, dancing, jumping. And then who heard from them? So this is how north, south, east and west, people are being helped and saved. And Guru Maharaj also made that example of how we know about pollution. We mentioned this the other day. One factory with a big chimney and so many things. We know pollution is coming from dirty things. But also cleaning, like there's a wave of pollution coming from some dirty thing. But there's a wave of cleaning coming from something pure. And that pureness is a pure Vaishnava. So it is not only that we are doing something selfish, oh, me, I want to get power, I want to do this, something. But we are, our whole process is to distribute. So you save yourself and saving others. And this is Gurudev, repeatedly we heard Gurudev, to run a mission, for a mission to be successful, you must want to do good for others. And this is what we are, in some small way, connected with. Was it a question or were you just making a statement? This way. But, and another thing in the Christianity, Guru Maharaj, interestingly, there's some discussion with some Christians, and this is in the Search for Sri Krishna too, the book that you were asking the other day, which book should we read? The many things in Search for Sri Krishna, there Guru Maharaj is talking with a saying Christian, with somebody who's coming to him, and then he's saying, oh, Christians believe, the person who's talking to Guru Maharaj is saying, oh, but the Christians say this, Christians believe this, and Guru Maharaj says, I'm not talking about the followers of Jesus and what they think, I'm talking about Jesus and what he taught. So that's another thing. We all have our own kind of little feelings, etc., and thoughts. But one thing, when I came to read Srila Prabhupada's books and came in touch with the devotees at the beginning, really it came to me very strongly that actually this is what Jesus is teaching to some degree. He's not giving so many things, but he's teaching, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt this. I mean, many things which are directly there in our line. But I felt that the priest who used to, you know, come to our family home, of course, we're just young children, we don't have any idea, but the priest who came to our family home, then he comes there and then, you know, your mother gives him a whiskey. And, you know, there's a very social thing, and certainly no question of, you know, thou shalt not kill, no, being vegetarian or anything like that. It was kind of generally good, but without any, I mean, from our point of view, seeing them, it doesn't look that they're really doing anything so spiritual or Christian. But then I thought, what we are getting here is what Jesus is teaching, and it came to me that, but the priest who used to come to our house, he didn't understand that. That's what came to me. That here, like the ABC is very clear, and then making our words and our sentences and our paragraphs comes after that. So Guru Maharaj about Christianity would talk about what Jesus was saying, not about like different conceptions of Christian today, because we know from the street, from distributing books, and I'm sure you do too, when the Christians meet you, they can be very forceful in what they think about, oh no, Jesus didn't say any soul was in any animal. No, well, Jesus clearly was telling, from our perspective, we understand everybody's feeling heat, cold, happiness, distress, hunger, you know, all these things, whether it's Milo the dog or whether it's, you know, me the monster, we're feeling the same things. But some Christians will absolutely convinced and try to convince you that there is no soul in an animal. You know, so where do you begin? Sometimes you just can't do anything, you know, as far as making penetration, but you can see what Jesus taught and what is practiced today. And we're not just singling out Hinduism, not singling out Christianity. Look at quote unquote, as our good friend Chidandi Maharaj, maybe you didn't meet him, Chidandi Maharaj, very sweet devotee, but he does it, quote unquote. The quote unquote Hindus today, they do many things which are, you know, the tradition has sprung up from somewhere, but it's quite dubious what it is that they're doing.
In there's the Christian Bible, they also have story version of creation, how the cosmos. It's different to the thing about the Bhagavatam is Christ.
It seems like Brahman something.
One thing that I found when I tried reading the Bible, it was difficult to understand things that were there. But when you sort of thought about what was taking place and everything, again, when we have our perspective, then things fitted into place. But it wasn't clear to me, whether it's because it's Old English or whatever it is, but now the translations, it was very unclear.
Yeah, very unclear.
But, oh, Father God, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I don't even remember all the Christian prayers, but yeah, the idea is Jesus is saying that he's your father, everything has come from him. As Guru Maharaj said, it is what Jesus taught is very similar to Vaishnavism, but without any specific description about who is God. God made man after his own form. You know, so many things are given, but there's not a description of who he is and what he does, what is our relationship with him. But surrender is there, very much. But you see, that's what I was saying, that not just Christianity, but everywhere, in due course of time, what Jesus taught and what is being taught by the different branches, we can't say. I can't say which is the purest line. And there are so many Christian things. I mean, they fight with each other. The Catholics and the Protestants and the this and the that, they fight with each other. And, you know, all over the way, there are different ideas about what comes through. But what did Jesus teach? And so that's one thing with us. We do know what Mahaprabhu taught and how we know. And if we were born 100 years earlier or or hadn't come in touch with this. So much was nonsense was going on in the name of Mahaprabhu. And it's Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Lion Guru, who set all that straight. Otherwise, if we'd come to Mahaprabhu, where would we be? So now it is a very opportune time. So we need to use our time for this purpose and not trying to change the world into a better place.
Why call him Lion Guru?
Why what?
Why call his Lion Guru?
Lion, or why call him Lion Guru? Because a lion, he is very strong, focused, determined, and he is the king of the jungle. If you ever go to East Africa, you will see the lions. They are very strong. And Sarasvati Thakur...
He's a scholar in India in that time, right?
What?
He's a scholar in India in that
time. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. Yes. He was certainly a scholar, but not just a scholar. He was practicing everything that is recommended. So not just by theoretical, but theoretical and practicing. He's very powerful. He never married. He, from the very young age, he was showed all the symptoms only as exclusive devotee. And Guru Maharaj pointed out so many symptoms that he was not of this world. And if you read Sri Guru and His Grace, different personalities are here as acharyas and gurus. Some have 2 feet here and looking up to that plane and giving guidance. Some have 1 foot here, 1 foot there, sort of halfway, and giving guidance. And some have 2 feet there, and they have come here to take us to that zone. And Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, by the prayer of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his father, came as his child, and he came with that purpose to set right the religious dharma as given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatan Dharma ultimately. But he was very strong in his debate, and nobody, and Guru Maharaj very humbly, but if you hear him say, and I haven't heard it recorded, but I've heard Guru Maharaj say, and I expect it is recorded somewhere, our Shyama Madhav and people, Shyama Madhav, he knows lots of stuff that's been recorded, he's good. But Guru Maharaj very humbly, but very firmly saying, and if we may be so bold to say, the teachings of Mahaprabhu, this Gaudiya teaching, has never been defeated anywhere by anyone. Like that. But Guru Maharaj humbly saying, but truly, that was all came out by Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's presentation of what is Mahaprabhu's teaching. So he was Lion Guru. That's obviously the name. I don't know who first said that, but he's told as the Lion Guru. Hare Krishna. Many things. 6 minutes? Mm. 6 minutes, if modern technology will allow. This is why you should chant Hare Krishna. One reason why. Oh, the whole reason why, maybe. Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. When? Oh, it's this day. It's yesterday in 2005. It was the Guru Purnima Day in 2005.
And Guru Swami. The future with the king and since we said no Mahaprabhu, when he appears, everyone understands what it is. Meanings of Ved, Vedanta, Upanishad, etc. And what is the final advice of our scriptures? And Mahaprabhu given to us very much to see that indication that is Hare Nama, Hare Nama,
Hare
Nama in the Kevala, Kalauna Seva, Naseva, Naseva Gotipanata. No other alternative without chanting the holy name of the Lord.
Oh. Sorry, I was trying to boost the sound.
Yeah.
Anyhow, just there, you know that mantra? Harinama, Harinama, Harinama Eva Kevalam. The only process in our age is to chant the holy name of the Lord. Mahaprabhu made it clear what is the conclusion of what Veda Vyas has given. This is basically what Gurudev has said just then. Now, and this one isn't as loud as the other one, is it? Somehow. But it's meant to be louder.
Can notice
we
that
can
all
notice.
The religion in this material world, they are practicing religion, but chanting is the process of all religion.
Chanting is the process of all religion.
In the Christianity, in the Mahamadhavism, Buddhism, etc.
Muhammad, Buddhism.
Everywhere they are chanting the holy name of Lord.
Everywhere they are chanting the holy name.
Some chanting God's name, Mary name. Allah is taking Buddha's name. But all merged into the ocean.
All merged
all
into the ocean.
Into the ocean. Like that, Mahaprabhu said. Emporium of all rasa. He is the Krishna. And everything going to Krishna, then you worship Krishna and you will get everything. Akhilarasa Amrita Murti. He is the emporium of all rasa. Not necessary to go here. Your target will be satisfaction of Lord Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam, that also given. Yatha paro mulam shetane trippanti tatskanda bhiju sakha pranopahara cha jasendriyanam tadhyo sarvabhanamat chutetcha. If you put water in the root, whole tree will get nourishment. Not necessary to water everybody, to keep. It is like that. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because all kind of relation, all kind of ecstasy, different kind of ecstatic practicing mode existing within Krishna's service, Krishna Seva, and service starting through chanting His name, holy name, Sravanam Kirtanam. Here from the great person as a sadhu, with the holy name of Lord, and chant the holy name of Lord, and practice other things of what is related with your everyday physical program. Anyhow, we are so fortunate to be born in this environment, in this world.
We are so fortunate to be born in this environment, in this
here,
world. Yes,
when we see through our science, knowledge, to our scientific knowledge, what is growing day by day in material world. I do not know that, but I can say, more than that, rishis, especially Vedavyas, Bhakti Rishi, Vasishtha Rishi, Parashara Rishi, Bhrigu Rishi, all the rishis, especially Vedavyas, who have got pure and clean knowledge about Krishna consciousness, shown this deity in Srimad Bhagavatam. That connection we have got fortunately. in this life. That is our great virtue. Now we will practice without offense, and that is possible through the procedure what given Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Srinada Vishnu. He is the near Sadhavari. He can chant the Hare name properly, who has this three quality, who is Srinada Vishnu, who is Tarodi Vasayasmi, and who is Amani Mana, and chanting Hare name. Jaya Mishwasya.
Jai.
Pranam Sankirtan ki.
Jai.
Om Mahane.
Hari Hari Bo. Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai. All right. So Guru Dev, thank you for giving us some direction this morning. Jai Shri Anugiri Raju ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Guru Goranga Gandhava Govinda Sundaju ki jai. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Shri Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Arvaita Chandra. Shri Arvaita Chandra Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunatha. Raghunatha Shri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunatha. Nechai Gosai Kori Charana Vandan. Jaha Hoite Bignana Shabishta Puran. Echai Gosai Tamu Itavardas. Echai Gosai Jarmu Itaradas. Tasavara Pada Renu Mora Panchagras. Tare Racharana Sevi Bhakta Sanibas. Bhakta Sanibas. Janame Janame Mora Eya Vila. Chai Gosai Jabe Braja Koilabas. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Nitya Leela Korela Prakash. Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan. Hari Shri Guru Vaishnava Pare Manchayama. Shri Guru Vaishnava Par Padma Korea. Hari Nam Sankirtana Kohe Narottamara. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Giri Raja, Jaya Govardhana, Giri Raja, Jaya Govardhana. Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva. Nitai Gora Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gora Hari Bol. Nitai Gora Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gora Hari Bol. Jai Shri Giriraj Govardhan Ju Ki Jai, Jai Saptika Shri Guru Goranga Gandhava Govinda Sundar Ju Ki Jai, Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai, Jai Srila Bhakti Rakkhak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai, Jai Shri Bhagavan Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Jai, Jai Shri Rupanuga Guru Vaga Ki Jai, Jai Shri Kolkata Ki Jai, Jai Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Shri Harinama Charger, Nama Charger Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Jai Vrindavan Dham Shri Guru Goranga Gandhava Rasa Bihari Ju Ki Jai, Jai Shri Govardhan Anu Giriraj Ju Ki Jai, Jai Shri Purushottam Dham Shri Shri Nitai Chaitanya Dev Ki Jai, Jai Shri Ekat Chakra Dham Shri Guru Shri Gaura Shri Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai, Jai Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ju Ki Jai, Jai Bhakti Devi Shrimati Vrinda Talasi Maharani Ki Jai, Shri Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Shri Chaitanya Bhagava Ki Jai, Srimad Bhagava Ki Jai, Shri Shri Prapana Jeevanamritam Ki Jai, All Assembled Devotees Ki Jai, Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Jai Srila Bhakti Surya Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai, Jai Srila Bhakti Vimala Vidut Maharaj Ki Jai, Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi Ki Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Govinda, 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 Govinda